recipe for violence goes something like this. Feeling you've been transgressed, impatience, fear, a breakdown of communication, a failure of imagination, blind rage, intimidation, throw in some swaggering and posturing, and soon enough, fists or bullets or grenades or bombs are flying. The scale may vary, but the ingredients are pretty similar. Whether violence is played out in the schoolyard, on the streets of our cities, or in the theaters of military combat. And so a group of educators, yearning for a more peaceful world, is asking if we can train children to approach conflict more sensibly. How can natural traits like empathy and social skills like cooperation be cultivated in the young? And how can this be taught in an era when mass culture incessantly blares images of violence? It may sound idealistic, but the consequences of not learning the art of peace can be terrible.
We're still fighting pockets of resistance throughout Iraq, and we're still dealing with paramilitary forces.
Media reports from the battlefield are just one kind of message that impressionable kids receive on the subject of violence. As soon as they're exposed to television and to toys, chances are that children will be barraged by a hail of images depicting brutality. Lesley University Education Professor Nancy Carlson Page monitors trends in violent content for children on her frequent visits to a large toy store in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
What we're looking at right now is a Batman toy. It's for children ages 4 and up, and it's probably a 12-inch stuffed Batman toy. And it tells you to press its chest, and when you press it, this is what happens. So you have the sounds of guns and fighting and human sounds of getting punched.
The soundscape of childhood in this age of electronic toys and vividly produced films, TV shows, video games, and websites immerses kids in a sea of violent scenes.
Company. Good.
This afternoon cartoon fantasy show follows the adventures of a warrior race.
It's been so long since I've snapped someone's neck.
The American Psychiatric Association cites a study which found that the typical child by age 18 has viewed 200,000 simulated acts of violence. That averages about 30 times a day. Over and over, graphic brutality is impressed onto the minds of children. And behind this bombardment lies a vast media marketing machine.
I've come into the store when a new Star Wars movie was coming out, and the whole front section of the store was just covered with everything imaginable related to Star Wars, food and candy, toys, products, clothing, just an endless amount. And that's part of that's one of the trends we see, of course, is it's not just toys, but it's hundreds of products linked to media as well. So
a TV show is not just a TV show. Film is not just a film.
Absolutely.
It's one product in a whole line.
Yes, and part of the problem with children being strongly influenced by violent themes in the society today is the fact that it's not just one item. That's something important for people to understand, because often people think, I played, you know, cops and robbers when I was a kid, this is no different. But it is different because the media saturation and the marketing make it different. It means that these images of violence are presented to children over and over and over again. And
reinforced
all day long. From their point of view, they're seeing it everywhere all the time. It's on their underwear, it's on their toothbrush, in their food.
Nothing is sacred.
If you look at the images on the underpants and on the sleeping bags and on the lunch boxes, they're hostile, violent images. I sometimes step back and think about that. I think about these when I go into a kindergarten and I see little boys with Wolverine lunch boxes with the angry face and the claws coming out, eating their lunch. I wonder about that. I wonder, where does all this go in these kids'